This is your weekly podcast preview of the Sydney meeting coming up on Saturday. It comes from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, and Paul Joyce, our form analyst, is with us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Off to Warwick Farm on Saturday, so a bit of an unusual one out there, but I've done these for a good four track. Now, there are a few showers hanging around leading into Saturday, but unless we got any decent rain, I'd expect the track to stay around that good four range. So if by chance the rain does come more than expected, we'll update these on Saturday morning for a soft or heavy track. But let's hope the weather stays clear and we get the good track on Saturday.
Okay, well, let's have a look at them. Legs of the Quaddy, the sixth race at 3:40 is the first leg, the tab.com.au mile. Maracabar, number four, has come out at this stage. So a field of eight. Paul, how's it set up here?
Yeah, only a smallish field, but a bit of a tricky race because a few of these are on-pace runners. We've got Dylan's Rojo going forward. Sabino's Speed likes to race on-pace, as does Kingsguard, who's been winning a couple of late from on-pace. So I'd expect them to move along here. I've gone 8, 9, 3 and 5. I've got the 8 on top, Rock M'Lady. He's won 2 from 3 here at Warwick Farm. He's won over this track and distance. And he's been the unlucky runner at 2 runs back from a spell. He was badly held up when resuming. And then over the 1350 last start, once again, he was the unlucky runner in the race won by Louis C.K. So with a bit of more luck, Karen McAvoy takes over. I'll go with 8, Rock M'Lady. To beat the 9 Kingsguard, the horse that's in terrific form, he's won his last 2. And he has run twice here at Warwick Farm over the 1600 and finished 1st and 2nd. So on the 53 kilos, you've got to put him in the quaddy. Other two hopes, number 3, Sue Real. She's the query runner, former Kiwi. Now with Bjorn Bake having her first run in Australia, she's only had a month between runs. She was running in Group 2 company over there. Now she likes to race handy as well, so she's another one who'll be up near the pace. Best of the rest, I thought the 5 Sabino Speed, who knocked over Careless last start at Randwick, they put 4 lengths on the third horse. Careless has already run well since, so you'd like to think that form race will hold up. So we'll go 8, 9, 3 and 5. Like I said, it's a tricky opening leg. So we've gone as wide as we have to make sure we're alive.
Okay, so the numbers 8, 9, 3 and 5 in the first leg, race 6. Race 7, one of the features of the day, the summer sprint. At this stage, no scratchings over the 1,000. Is there an abundance of pace or how does it go, Paul?
Yeah, plenty of speed, Andrew. Cosmic Cameo, Sundance. We've got drawn outside of those, Plateau Gold, and we've also got horses drawn really wide like Oxford Poet and Harara. So there's 5 on-pace runners, and they've drawn right across the track. So they'll rip along. But in saying that, the 1,000 metres at Warwick Farm, you don't want to get too far back because they've struggled to make too much ground there. I've gone 2, 4, 5 and 6. I'm a big fan of Mr. Manhattan. He loves the 1,000 metres at Warwick Farm. He's been here twice, and he scored 2 very convincing victories. He had no luck in the Starlight. He went a long way back. He was never quite got clear running in the straight. He's had a month between runs. He's had a little trial in between. And I just think in the smallish field with that speed on up front, he should be close enough to them on the turn to blow them away. He's one of my better bets of the day. But for the quaddy, we've also got the 4 Plateau Gold. This horse is in terrific form. Jim Jarvis trains at Coffs Harbour. First up, carried 63.5 and had too much pace for Ice Bucket. Ice Bucket came to Randwick on Monday and won a fairly strong race. So the form really stacks up there for Plateau Gold. Number 5, Dal Cielo. He's got the ability. He just tends to miss the start. So he'll be last turning for home. But he's got a great turn of foot and the speed up front will suit him. And then I'm putting in number 6, Sundance for Toby Edmund. This horse coming down from Queensland with 2 wins from 3 this prep. Looks a real 1,000 metre specialist. So we'll go 2, 4, 5 and 6. If you want to have a decent win bet early, back number 2, Mr. Manhattan.
Okay, Mr. Manhattan there. That's race 7, number 2. The full numbers, 2, 4, 5 and 6 there for race 7. Race 8, the hashtag, the races sprint over the 1,200. Timeless Prince has come out. This is the biggest field of the day, though, isn't it? 16 at this stage to line up over the 1,200.
Yeah, they finish off with 2 really big fields, which is great for a quaddy leg, but it makes it a bit tricky to nail it. I've got 5 runners here, 13, 10, 6, 8 and 2. Number 13 on top, What Could Be. Now, this horse has a last next to his name in the form guide, but don't let that put you off. He was badly held up for the whole straight behind Iserich there at Rose Hill. He was going to be right in the finish turning for home. He just couldn't get out. Before that, he finished in the Quinella at 7 of his 10 career starts. So he's a consistent performer. He's drawn beautifully, and he's going to carry 52.5 after the claim. I think he's a great chance, number 13, What Could Be. He's around about $6 with tab.com.au, and there has been some good early money for him. The danger here, number 10, Lady Zhivago. She comes through the suspense form line at Rose Hill. She was the unlucky runner there. She got held up a couple of times in the straight, only beaten half a length. She's massive odds at around $15. Number 6, Cadero, another one that had no luck behind suspense. He got out late and dived through. He was in front 100 metres after the post. He's worth throwing in at the double figure odds. Then we've got number 8, Iserich. Can't believe they're betting $31 about this horse. He's been racing so consistently. Last Saturday at Canterbury, did a stack of work from the outside gate. He was only run down late there. So he's drawn much better in barrier 2. And then I'm putting in number 2, Ziggy Willy, another horse who just continues to produce the goods week after week. So we've got some consistent gallopers in here. 13, 10, 6, 8 and 2.
Competitive race, though. We might get through the... We want those 5 numbers, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's such big odds. You know, yeah. I think 3 of those 5 are in double figures. So if we can land one of them, it'll knock a lot of other players out.
Exactly. So 13, 10, 6, 8 and 2 in the third leg. And the last race here, the Tab Handicap, number 8, Forgotten Years and 9, Schnitzel Knight, as we record this, are the scratchings, Paul.
Yeah, an interesting race because there's about 5 or 6 on paces and the rest tend to get right back. So there's no real middle bunch here. So anyway, I've come up with 3 runners, 4, 1 and 6. We had to trim it down a little bit because we'd gone wide early. I've got the 4 on top, Hogmanay, because he's drawn perfectly to take a sit. There's speed drawn outside him. He's obviously been leading for his past 2 wins, but it wouldn't surprise me if they just sit 3rd or 4th the fence, let the others do the work and then take control turning for home. This horse is racing in terrific form, number 4, Hogmanay. Number 1, Star Wars. Make sure you throw him in at the big odds. He's had 2 runs back from a spell, always goes well 3rd up, and loves Warwick Farm, in particular the 1400 here. So he's probably the horse that could settle midfield if nothing else wants to be there, and that just might be the gun spot in this race. Best of the rest, I thought number 6, Sonic Swish. He's probably the other one that can just use that better draw to settle midfield and just keep in touch with these leaders. I don't think anything that settles too far back will get involved. So we'll go 4, 1 and 6 in the last. I do think Hogmanay is the one to beat there.
It took its time to click Hogmanay, but it's certainly done it the last 2 starts, hasn't it?
Well, you're definitely right. And he's a horse who this prep, his first up run was a slashing run. Second up, he was only beaten half a length. And then since then, he's gone bang, bang for 2 wins. So realistically, he's probably in the peak of his career right now and still on the upward spiral, which in these rating races, that's the key, finding those horses still on the up.
Yeah, it certainly is. So 4, 1 and 6 in the last leg. How much is that going to cost us?
Yeah, $24 for 10% this week. So we've gone wide early. We've trimmed it up late. But look, if we can get through those first 3 legs, we'll be calculating those dividends coming into the last. And you've always got the option to cash out. But Andrew, you know I don't cash out. Yeah. We'll be going for it in the last.
Got to go with your heart, haven't you? Got to go with your heart. All right, so that's the Quaddie Fancies. Now, Saturday morning, Paul Joyce joins us live on Sky Sports Radio at 10 o'clock, 10 till 10.30, with the track reports and everything like that. They'll be all up to date with the 9 races that Paul will preview. So we'll chat to you then, mate. Thank you for joining us today.
No, my pleasure, Andrew. Speak then.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Warwick Farm Racing on Saturday.